Your door is open. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Marlon. I'm Carol. How are you?
I'm Mark.
Excuse me.
It comes up Merle because yeah. It's my computer. Oh. So I'm going to try and change it here to my name if I can. Yeah, rename. Okay, here we go.
There you go. Reveal your true identity.
Exactly. Okay. There we go. Done.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. Mute, start video. Okay.
My cat thinks my screen door is a revolving door. She's in, she's out. And I leave it half open for her and she's hollering to go out and the door's half open. I'm like, come on. Take the step across the threshold. Go.
They have minds of their own.
Oh, my goodness. So I think by getting on early, I took control of the meeting, which I didn't mean to do, but we'll make it.
No, I'm at the table, hon.
Oh, okay. So I can listen.
Yeah.
What's up?
There we go.
Hey.
I am not a technical wizard, to say the least.
No, I'm not even an apprentice at this point. I gave it up when it got to Windows. I said, okay, it's enough. I don't have to study it anymore. I just point and click.
Much of what I accomplish on a computer is surely by accident. Like just now.
Well, you did it. That's the important thing. Pat True. Yourself on the back, Mark. Believe me, if you can reach there, pat it. No kidding. I had a husband who did computer repair, and I came home one day and I handed him a word processing book. And I figured I had this terrific in because I was a secretary and this man is going to know word processing. Computers are up and coming. We got this made. He handed it back to me and said, start reading, honey, page one. Oh, man.
I'm going to get a little coffee, I think.
Now these days.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Then,
We're all going through the same thing. I've been a day off for weeks. Friday is the new Saturday, as far as I'm concerned. I'm showing up for meetings. It's like, oh no.
I know. Sort of. One day flows into the next, and you don't know which one they are.
Well, I think they melted the numbers off the clock when they did this COVID thing.
Yeah.
And just, I haven't gotten used to time again. Do you remember? I remember how time was so important. Everything was, oh, 1 minute late. Whoa, demerits. Oh. And all of a sudden, we lost a whole year. It's like right down the tubes.
Yeah.
There's the last hand of the clock, honey. Just head down sideways. Hey, it's crazy. I'm just not back yet.
Glare, glare, glare.
Hooray, here comes somebody else.
Okay. I need to reclaim the host.
Yes, please do. I got on early and I think you gave it to me. Thank you.
I don't know how to do that. Start video. Let's see.
Then your picture will come up.
There we are. Yay. Carol, you're a little bit in the dark there.
I know. I can't get the lighting right. And I like dim lights. I grew up in overhead lights and I don't like them now. So I live in twilight, you know, except I go outside. This time of year, it's already starting to get hot. It was in the 80s here today. High 70s. Hot.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oof.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. I'm trying to get back. Let me try another light.
So, Mark, how have you been?
Been well. How about you?
Okay. Not exactly well, but hanging in there.
Yeah.
How was your anniversary?
It was excellent.
What did you do? Anything fun?
What did we do? I can't remember. God, I can't remember. I can't remember yesterday, Little Merle. What did we do on our?
It was a whole month ago.
Oh, I know what we did. Merle from Baltimore.
Huh?
Right. Merle is from Baltimore.
Maryland, East Coast. Okay. Right.
So, East Coast, yeah. So there's a place in Baltimore, it's a sports bar, but they have the best crab cakes in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And they ship.
Oh, my. And
that's what we had.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I find that one of the things I like to do when I go out to, I don't like to buy them in the house, bring fish inside because I don't like the smell, but I seems when I go to a restaurant, I'll often order fish of some kind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. salmon or cod or scallops or something.
When I lived in Ocean City, I walked into a crab house one night, a crab shack, and I had never been. I didn't realize I came from New Mexico. Anyway, I walked in and absolutely everybody in the place was tapping little wooden mallets on crabs. And I walked in and said, what's happening here? Is this a giant game of whack-a-mole? What is going on?
And they had brown paper on the table, right?
I couldn't figure it out though. I just walked into all this noise, like, wow, what the heck?
Yeah. A new cultural experience. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Really? Yeah. 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 Actually, I haven't tried that. The thing that my folks are from Louisiana, and part of what we did would go to little hole in the wall oyster bars.
Right,
and you drive up to the place, and all of the gravel on the outside of the parking lot would all be white because it would all be oyster shells.
Yeah.
I love that. And crayfish.
Uh-huh. Crawfish maybe in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Crayfish is more beachly. Crawfish there. Did we lose you on? Are you?
Huh?
Oh, there you are.
One year.
People entered. Let me fan these folks in here.
Oh, okay.
View. Okay.
When you set up your call, you can set it up so that they don't need admittance. You can uncheck that box. So you won't have to admit them. They'll just appear on the call.
You're asking me how to do that. And I do not know.
No, I'm not asking. I'm telling.
It just seemed like I had to let them in.
Right. I'll email you about it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
because it really is easier. I figured out a way that you don't have to admit them.
Okay. Okay. Great. Hi, all.
It's great to see Mark and Carol there. I didn't expect them.
So glad to see
you. I did kind of expect you, Mark. You had said you were going to be here, and it's really nice to see you back again.
Good to be back. Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go ahead and get started. I don't know if Anne Marie's going to join us or not. We have a little bit of business to take care of. I don't know what the national, the state thing is. I think I've been the chair of this group for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, has it been that long? Yeah, maybe 4 years.
Yeah, I think since 2019, at least, when we were over at the UNM Valencia campus in the room there.
Yep.
And so at any rate, I'm happy to keep doing it again. Everybody else has been a chair of RGV before, so I'm happy to keep doing it again if somebody wants to, or if somebody else wants.
I would love to suggest. Okay, since we are required in the odd number of years to elect or re-elect our chapter chairs, I would like to nominate Juan Tacoon to be the RGV chair for the coming 2 years.
Second?
Is there a second on that?
Yeah. That's our opportunity.
Can it be me? I'll second if it can be me.
I don't know. I think you're an unofficial member, Carol. I think we'll just do that. That's fine with me.
I'm a member. I'm just not on RGV. If you guys got to vote for yourselves,
okay.
I'm not RGV.
Okay. Okay. So that's fine with me. All in favor?
Aye. I'm in favor.
Aye.
Okay.
I also carry Trinity's vote. So she has a vote as well.
Okay.
So aye.
Okay.
You get to say aye, Myrna.
I just joined my grandson today.
So
he actually videotaped a little poem that he read, and I put it on our Facebook channel this morning.
Oh, lovely.
Maybe your vote count's going up, Juan.
Huh?
Your vote count's going up.
There you go. There you go. You joined him as a friend as a youth member then, Bernadette?
I did.
And what's his name?
And he's not shy. His name is Rowdy.
Rowdy. Okay.
That sounds like it says it all.
It does sound. I'm scared already. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, well, I'm reelected for 2 years. So that's, what is this? 2020. This is not an odd year, but that's okay. 2024.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the other way around. It's in the even numbered years. What we did is we set it up so that the state board is elected in the odd year, and uh-huh. the chapter chairs are elected in the other one to promote continuity somehow.
Okay.
All of these years are odd years, it seems, anyway.
it gets harder to keep track of it all, doesn't it? You know, it seems like there's more and more details and it's that are just overwhelming that just go in one ear and out the other on a regular basis. Okay, guys, great. Thanks for coming. Let's get into some poetry, National Poetry Month. Who wants to read first?
Well, first, Juan, I'd like to say thank you for being willing to accept the chairmanship for another year. And I very much appreciate the work that you do for us. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. I am Zoom skills, and that's about it. And we can do some. And I will say that we can do some other things. And I'm happy to be open to other kinds of things. I'd like to do some more researching of American poets and doing some more work with other kinds of poetry forms. And I think I may do something about that for June. And if you have any ideas, let's hear them. Any ideas what you'd like to do in this group?
I'm willing to do most anything.
Okay.
Do you want to focus on a kind of poem or what's your focus here? Any ideas? You mean topics or you mean forms because you're talking about formats?
Yeah, I'd like to do both. I'd like to vary it.
Okay. So I don't know, because I just write what I write. I could probably fit it into something if I tried.
Okay. You do free verse then, Carol, is what you're saying.
I'll write a polka or something.
You'll write a polka.
Yeah. Something quick.
That sounds fun. Okay. Well, I had a short conversation with Shirley today, and it seems that after COVID or with COVID and the dregs that we're going through now of the latest of whatever this latest variant is and that kind of thing, and getting back to something that looks like normal, is that the muse has kind of left some of us. And so maybe a little writing.
No, holy cow. I said, she moved here because I've been writing for days.
Yeah.
And good, Carol. Well, we need some of that to rub off then.
Writing like a crazy person.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's really wonderful. And how do you do it? What comes to you?
Well, I just pick a line and it starts from there. A line will go through my head and it starts from there. It can be anything. The 10th of the month. For me, like, for example, you were talking about time in the calendar. When it reaches the 10th, as far as I'm concerned, we may as well just go to the next month. Once it gets the double digits, just like skip the rest, go right to the first, get paid again, pay all the bills. You ain't got no more money anyway, so just go with it.
Yeah.
So one line, and that'll trigger something like that.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that Mark has been missing his muse. Mark, you've been doing so much stuff and publishing so much everywhere and anywhere, and you've got a book out and all of that.
Yeah. When did your book come out, Mark?
Right here. In fact, I've sold them all, and I got to read from the proof copy because I'm waiting for another shipment. I had two orders. I've sold them all out. and I'm waiting for a third shipment. So all I've got left in the house is the proof copy.
We should all have such problems, Mark. We should all have such problems. Well, let's go ahead and start with one of yours. Let's go ahead and start then. Mark, okay. You start reading.
Okay. This is called Navigation. As we age, some glide gracefully. Others stumble headlong or feet first into this new space. Leaf through the memoir of the mind. Clear the dust from old souvenirs. Recall the master plan derailed by unanticipated events, some of your own creation. Remember the voyage, once smooth, later blown off course, but managing to steer through troubles without running aground. Travel along the path, suddenly knocked off stride onto the shoulder, the loose gravel bruising the ego, scraping the psyche. Where we are taken, where we find ourselves, destinations never imagined when we sailed the glass sea or walked the unimpeded way. We learn to play the hand as dealt, still wary, for hornets are everywhere, poised to plunge stingers through trusting innocence.
Oh, nice.
I have to tell you about the hornets. This is a number of years ago. Merle and I were in New York City. We went to a museum, and an artist who actually I went to high school with, didn't know her all that well, but I went to high school with her, and she had an exhibit, and she had these little buttons lying around and said, take one. And one of the buttons said, hornets are everywhere. And I said to myself, someday I'm going to use that line. This is like 6 or 7 years ago. So
there it is.
There it is.
Yep. Yep. The stings of life. Yes. Excellent. Thank you for that. That's great.
You're welcome.
Who would like to go next?
I will.
Yeah. Okay, Shirley.
Let me get my microphone up here a little closer. Can y'all hear me?
Just barely.
Well, really? Okay, then I'll do it some more. First thing I want to ask is, Mark, have you met Carol Borsello, our new secretary?
We were alone on the call earlier, yes.
Anyway, that's great. Okay, you asked us to do something about spring. And a long time ago, I was asked to write a poem about spring because I haven't written anything much lately. So I'm going to go back to the old poem, okay? And this one is called Ode to Spring. I sing no songs of yearning for an eternal spring. I am a desert dweller, and I know the vernal wind, its growling voice, its gritty tongue, and its scouring blast. My crisis years of chrysalis are safely in the past. In seedling days of formless need, by instinct we survive. Too young for noble purpose, we thrust toward light and thrive in blind response to summons. We hear the horn of God, which calls us through raw grains of sand, tangled roots and sod. It's only from the summer or beyond that we're aware of life's full cyclic turnings. Memory must be there as midwife to our concepts of renewal and rebirth. For embryos in struggle, spring is primeval first. When I first ventured forth to learn how life and growth were done and spread frail, timid tendrils in the pale returning sun, cold winter crept back silently, and with deceitful frost withered one bold shining shoot. I still recall its loss. But if a wounded seedling can pass that first fierce test, it learns the ancient wisdoms, tides of growth and rest. Stronger still grow summer roots that know the springtime quake. They plunge straight for bedrock,
when soul sap comes awake. I bask in harvest sunlight now, in burnished golden rays of mellow autumn fullness, September's sapphire haze. I bloom a strong chrysanthemum on many sturdy stems and burst of countless petals unfolding from within. I would not trade these amber days of rich autumnal worth to run anew spring's frantic race of pain and hurt and birth, because I know my childhood test is why I now stand tall. I say the truest ode to spring is what blooms in the fall.
Oh, great.
I wrote that when I was in the autumn of my life. Now I'm in the winter of my life.
Winter in Albuquerque is not too bad.
Those milestones.
Yeah. Well, maybe another time for another sonnet. Yeah. That was fun. Thank you.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Who'd like to go next?
I'll go ahead and go.
Okay. Thanks.
So on our list was also to write maybe what poetry means in our lives.
Uh-huh.
So this one's titled, We Just Don't Know When. The best way to overcome is to create. One day, I shall overcome fear of open speech. Or will I? For fear has taught me. This is where I draw my strength. Seek the unknown. Tremble with insight. Written words cast your fire. Burn into flames. Ignite from my deepest, darkest depth. Stand out and let ye be counted. Stand out and let me be counted. Time stood still, only in my swollen tongue. My pen is alive, constantly moving. I've wandered so long with my caves, hidden from vivid colors, that I begin to vision light. Verse gave me strength to rise to the surface. Poems did not limit my ability. They educated my soul. Rare yet unspoken. Writings lined the path, gave direction, led me to speak. I just don't know when. When rhyme had reason. When this began. When this will end. We just don't know when.
Ooh. Is that from your book?
No, I wrote this yesterday because I was I was waiting for Zoom to connect and I was a whole day early. And then I realized. So while I was writing there, sitting and waiting, I wrote this up yesterday. So
time. Great. Just one day. Well, it served you to be a day early then, Bernadette.
It did.
That was quite wonderful. Yeah. Carol, would you like to go next?
Poem.
Thank you.
Yes, just this is a little journey called Yesterday's. I walk to the beach at this hour, turning up shells and sand crabs, hiding my shoes under the pier for later. The morning bypassed curtains altogether, entering my room without knocking, breathless in its message, get up, into my suit and out the door I fled. The two of us giggling at daybreak, opening doors in the house of silence, outside, down the steps, snagging a towel from the rail en route. Sweep the kickstand back, mount up, 5 blocks from the sea. I hear the shush and boom, only a dune away.
Make me miss the ocean, Carol.
Little trip to the beach there. Yeah. I can't get out of my system.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Love it. I want to go. Okay. Let's see.
What about you?
Yep. This is mine. My 2 cents called Poets Are. Poets are gardeners planting seed words and watching green fingers grow out of a page. watering the unknown and knowing something green will unfold and emerge, flower, and perhaps bear fruit. Poets are pathfinders, path makers, following the curve of the road at times, making the road other times, seeing faint traces of those who have gone before our way and marking the territory for those who may follow. Through canyons carved by water, over mountains and valleys filled with snow, through orchards and farmlands that feed others, and barren places too hostile to nurture much life. Poets travel and record the seasons and the stories, sending back snapshots and postcards of life's journey. Poets are alchemists, taking our base nature, the lead in our hearts, our indifference, our hostility, and transforming it into the gold of concern for life, forgiveness, and if we are lucky, into a joy of the moment. Finding meaning in suffering or difficulties and contentment with wordsmithing, poets can put hope on a page as well as mourn what could have been. Poet perception may find that all judgments of others come back to bite us, taking chunks of our humanity with every critical thought. Gold is made in wordsmithing when heart's judgments are seen and avoided like potholes in life's roads. Here's to gardens of green words, lead indifference into gold life concerns, and pathfinder adventures with potholes that are appreciated for their lessons and still avoided.
Yeah.
Every time we've talked today about avoiding potholes.
Beg your pardon?
I said, second time today, you and I have talked about avoiding potholes.
You know, it is the metaphor of the day for me. It's the metaphor of the day.
Can I add something to your poets are?
Sure.
This is an epigram I found. I put it in the book. It was said by a poet named Kathy Skaggs. And she said, poets are never unemployed, just unpaid.
The truth hurts, Matt. The truth hurts. Okay, somebody else want to go next?
I'll read another one.
Great.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
This is called Mid-September Memories. Wrapped in morning fog, the fabled bridge fades into the immediate past. Apprehension and curiosity blend in a mind pondering what awaits across the sea in the next great unknown of this muddled life. Time seems to crawl, each day a challenge, each night a mystery. Moments of terror interrupt stretches of boredom, laugh at the absurdity, cry when lives are wasted for reasons undefined. Experience reverses course. The bridge now speckled with shadow and sunlight, yet apprehension and curiosity still swirl in a mind like the eddy of a swift stream, carrying its swimmer into the vastness of another great unknown.
Mm. Nice.
One into the next. Great.
Oh, I guess I'm up next, aren't I? Okay, I've got another. I was trying to find a different poem, but I didn't. And I came across this one. And this is called Spring Cleanup. Okay, it is time to clear away the debris of the fallow interior winter. Garden beds are drab, yellow, brown, and papery with last year's leavings. With rake and hoe in hand and the guilt that follows a season of neglect, I start to make amends to the valiant cannas, irises, lilies I abandoned in October. After what I didn't do, I can't expect much from what is under the withered wrappings. But I can atone by giving any struggling survivors a fighting chance. Cannas lie in dispirited clumps. I think of tobacco fields after a locust swarm. But a few strokes with standard metal garden rake reveal a ridge of green tips like tiny Alps.
I dare to hope the same for my lily iris bulbs of spring flower bed. Yes, there the jonquils bounce in the breeze like sunny party balloons, tethered to limber green stems, twice last year's number. Surrounding them, gifts waiting patiently for the cry of surprise to be taken from their wrapping. I'm honored to be guest at this party, but had I not come, I presume the event would have gone quite well without me.
Nature won't die with our neglect. Yes.
I'll try.
Yes. Yes.
With our neglect, it'll probably triumph.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Who knows? I feel like you're the background of this scene for NMSPS is kind of what your poem was about, Shirley.
Yes. Yes.
I did nothing to encourage it. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Who'd like to go? Let's see.
I'll go next.
Okay.
So this one is from my book, and green was one of the topics that we had.
It was.
So the title is Grass Green? The blistering sun beats, burning the top layer. Imagine this, me in peaceful bliss, like Snow White waiting for a kiss. Do not blink. I was the doe in the forest, watching in silence, startled by rustling leaves. I need to rest. Like a snake's hiss, I come hither. Upon my back I lie, still as water, calm as dawn. My arms fold upon my chest. Listen closely. Is there breath? A visual stare. Did I pass the test? Where is my prince? The angel of death sits by my side. A moment later, the doe falls, blends into the sun-dappled forest floor. Life is camouflaged. I curled up on a cozy bed of leaf litter, seeking greener pastures.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. Okay, good. You got the green in there.
Beautiful.
This one's called Tabula Rasa to Rosetta Stone. My heart is a water walker, knowing fire comes before air or earth, without knowing how it knows, all runes writ on inner walls. I still believe cliches too well, worn truths for campfire nights. So much disappears when ravens must be masked. Rumor has no breaks, careening we live history because we are that. We pass through time in slick shadows, claiming less and less responsibility. All those fingers pointing at me. No way to choose what was mine or clean it up. I hear they have snow on tap in hell, but you have to order regret on the side. We are all still dancing long beyond the musicians falling asleep.
Ooh.
That's a tough one, Carol. Yeah. Snow on tap in hell? Yeah.
You love that line? I don't know where they come from. So, oh my God, I love it.
You
copy over so you'll get it later because you just wrote something totally illegible, but it sounded good.
Yeah, it sounded real good. Snow on tap on hell. Yeah, it sounds, and it's really warm. It's really warm. You want to have snow on tap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read an old one of mine. The Octopus and the Mermaid. I wanted something lighter. The Octopus and the Mermaid Queen. In a blue-green dream, I was a mermaid queen with an octopus by my side. Through my reign, his advice kept me sane and his humor helped me manage my pride. He could change acid water to wine, slip through space and distort time, point out dangerous plastic trash and report all to me in a rhyme. In a blue-green dream as a mermaid queen with an octopus as my advisor, he touched the blue-purple scales of my fish tail, telepathically advised, and none were the wiser. On a scout trip, we needed a safely slip away from a large shark with big teeth. He stretched to my size, covered me with his disguise, and we escaped looking like the bottom beneath Mr. Shark and his perilous teeth. In my Camelot under the waves, I loved a being so foreign to see, but unlike my mother who judged books by their cover, I loved an alien who was nothing like me. I woke from my blue-green dream, discovered I was no longer what I seemed. My arms were covered with tentacle marks and I carried the knowing of octopi brains and hearts. Mm-hmm. And awakening, the dream became my reality.
The more pens you can hold, girl.
You know, I've got the dream. I got 8 arms now. Okay, who's next?
Are we back to Mark?
Yeah. Okay. We have one, Mark?
Okay. This is a little lighter as well. The Great Conjunction. The Great Conjunction, they call this meeting. I, Saturn, say it is Jupiter, my prodigal son, returning for the Saturnalia, the mid-December festival of too much drinking, too much eating, singing, and general carousing. My son Jupiter grew to be the biggest boy on the block they call our solar system, sporting an impressive resume as the god of the sky, the god of thunder, even the king of the gods. I, his father, a not so simple farmer, for by careful and wise plantings, I have amassed great wealth. And though I am older, slower than you, dear Jupiter, I can still run rings around you any day of the week.
Oh, that's great. I like that. I love
you had to wait for the end.
Yeah.
I love it. Great fun. Thank you for that.
I have always enjoyed what I call the metaphysical poets who always put some kind of natural phenomenon and gave it that metaphorical twist and brought out so many lovely things. And I like anything. I love poetry that's based on science or, you know, almost any kind of science or botany, of course, is science too, but, you know, things like that, things in the natural world, even if they're in the inanimate natural world. Mm-hmm. I love that. Love it. Okay, I've got one on that's about green. Okay, this was one written for one of the national contests in which we had a real form set up there. It had to be the first stanza had to be a rhymed quatrain, okay? The second had to be very abrupt lines, you know, that just, I think it was limited to even syllables, you know. And then the last one had to be blank verse that ended, the last line had to be the same as the first line that you wrote. It was kind of a fun thing. One of the things that I found about this is that when you have to write to forms, and Carol, you might find this to be true, writing to form really does teach you a lot about technique, and it teaches you a lot. It could kind of teach you a lot about poetics too. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it can teach you, but the other thing it does is it really instills a self-discipline in you. And that's kind of a nice thing.
If you like discipline.
That was the early part of my life was discipline. This part of my life is not discipline. We'll put it that way. Okay. But I will try some. I would imagine it would focus and push them through like laser, the words, really place them.
I think this also had the theme of had to be something to do with Arkansas too, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, called Water in the Hourglass. I drove through time in emerald Ozark hills into a town of clover purple blondes. They keep the old ways here, I said, and still sing songs from ages long considered gone. Sharp curve left, bright splash against dark pines, glimpsed into the glen turquoise waterfall. I must go back to find that sacred spot. I'll seek the guardian spirit of the stream, but will she let this modern mortal drink? I drove through time in emerald Ozark hills. That was fun.
Was this for the Arkansas poetry group or something?
I think so. I think it was sponsored by the Arkansas Poetry Society. And I can't remember if it had, I don't think it had to be, it, maybe it didn't have to be Arkansas. It had to be, I don't know, some other kind of thing like the South or the, yeah. You know, or the scenery of the South or whatever it had to be.
When we drove across country 2013, we stopped in this little town in Arkansas called De Queen, D-A, new word, Queen. And looked over at this little newspaper rack, and they had the local newspaper in it, and it was called De Queen Bee.
Cute. Fun.
That's great. That's great. Well, one of the things that was kind of interesting at this time is I didn't know that much about Arkansas. But my daughter had just been through there. She had been driving down to New Orleans from Missouri. And I asked her to describe it. She said that one of the things she had done is she'd kind of taken the low road, I suppose you'd call it. And she said that she went into this little town, and she said the thing she noticed about it was none of the lawns there were grass. They were all this clover that was in purple bloom.
Oh my goodness.
She said it was really quite lovely, you know. And then she also described this place that she had seen along the road. She said it was just a sudden flash of looking into this beautiful little glen on this creek or whatever it was. And she kind of, and she said, I've never seen water so turquoise as that was. And so I used her ideas and for my poem.
So you've never actually been through Arkansas then?
I have been in Arkansas in parts of it, but we went to something called the Lucidity Poetry Festival in a town called, I believe, Eureka Springs, perhaps. It's up in the northern part of Arkansas, and it was a beautiful little setting. I mean, really, when you get into the Ozarks and into some of those hills and stuff, they're very pretty. Some of the back roads and stuff like that. It's a pretty state.
Unexpectedly, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A kind of hidden gem, perhaps.
When you go through on 40, I used to say they couldn't raise a ghost here if they tried. It was just that dead. And that was along 40, yeah. But off the road. Wow.
It's beautiful, huh?
Mm-hmm.
40's that through fare through all the southern states, I guess.
Yeah.
I noticed when I was traveling east after being here for a little while, the names grew fewer vowels and more consonants, and the names became all native names. And it struck me that I'm traveling east away from where the natives really are, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh.
These are all just names now back east. And it occurred to me that the new reservations are the casinos.
Yeah, some of them.
Just another thought. I had some great experiences on the road. Go ahead, sorry.
So So what are you saying about the towns that have more consonants as they went to the east?
In other words, the names became, I'm traveling out of the west where we have active tribes here with Pueblos and so on. And I'm traveling east where the tribes are not so active very much anymore. And all the names are along the highway. It's this county, it's Lenape County, it's Hennepin County. All the names were native names for the counties as I'm traveling east. I thought the tribes aren't here anymore, but their names remain.
Oh, right, right.
It was ironic coming from a place where the tribes are active, the east where they were only names on signs.
Yeah, right.
Observation.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now I want to travel.
Go, girl. Nothing okay. like it.
Road trip, road trip.
I like it.
How about you, Bernadette? You got another one?
I do. I'll read this one. It's a night brings serene beauty. I needed the words as much as the music. Rare expressions bespoken, quiet peace, low frequency sound waves generated by the storm. Thus triggered the bird's departure. Winter is our harshest season of the year. Birds fly south, a vehicle to quietly let concerns and hopes rise, an incense into the fragrant evening air. Simply sit still and let beauty enfold you. Everything is perceived through the senses, providing shelter from the stress and the frantic pace of daily lives. Music is a unique fusion, blended with an ancient and modern chant, a glorious, experienced spiritual journey, received sense of comfort and strength, moments of peace and clarity, secluded in nature. I escape this troubled world, paused from daily life, dramatic to all, experience differs, elements of literature that will be sung, carried upon the humid evening breeze. A wave of mystery matures over months, whisked away by the warmth of spring, fully masqueraded by summer's heat. I know it will be better, thriving, singing in the trees. It will be an astonishing good year.
Ooh.
What was the title of that one again, Bernadette?
Night Brings Serene Beauty.
Mm, thank you.
Let's see. Earl, are you up? Or no, who's up?
I guess
you got sure.
I am.
No, Juan, you haven't been read the one.
We're back to Mark.
Oh,
back to Mark.
I've got a short one.
Okay.
Also in the book. It's called Sage Advice.
Sage.
I wanted to plant Russian sage in the small green space on the west side of our adobe. Maybe not, advised the fellow from the landscaping company. I asked why, and he replied, Russian sage tries to overwhelm and take over all in its path. Overwhelm, take over, Russian, this sage aptly named, da. I wrote that in December.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yeah.
Prophetic, Mark. Absolutely. Yeah, I have Russian sage and I'm hoping it takes over because almost everything else in my backyard is rock. So you're welcome to take over. Yeah, that sounds great. I need something that'll live. So live in my backyard. I planted enough things that died.
Yeah, I have Russian sage too. I've got one out in the front that is just, it does try to take over. But what I've done is, where it springs up is I transplant it to some other place, because what I'm trying to do is over on the kind of west side of my house is I have a bank I've been working on for years that is Russian sage interspersed with
oh gosh, the there's a plant that blooms yellow, and I'm trying to remember now what it is. It's a medicinal plant sometimes when it's white. I can't remember the name of it, but I will later. Anyway, that both of them get to about the same height. And to see that purple interspersed with yellow is really quite pretty. You know, I love it. And Louis keeps bees, and our bees absolutely adore sage. And
they do like it.
Taste it in the honey. Yeah. It's really quite good. Quite good. Okay, somebody here was talking about jumping into the unknown, right? Okay,
yeah.
I have a poem for that.
Okay.
It's called Launch. And it says October 15th, 2019. That's because that's when that was to be the first National Poetry Day. Anyway, all right. Okay. Every first step is a leap toward the unknown, no matter what we guess as destination. The toddler turns away from safe support to cross the chasm to her mother's arms. The spacecraft thrusts toward a glowing planet. The mountaineer sets forth on towering peak. The soldier takes one pace to volunteer. Who can say what lies beyond the far horizon? Today we start upon a journey, not knowing where our last footfall will sound. But there is this, our venture has begun.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Moving on. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what the Santa Fe people do. I was on Basia's call last night, and they do this after someone, they just hold their hands up and do this after someone reads. It's a nice visual.
They it don't is. And it. you don't hear it so much as you just see sharp. It. Yeah. Huh?
What we should do on Zoom is we should adopt what they did at the Oscars. We should do this.
Oh.
You know, that's what they did when the first deaf band to have been awarded an Oscar was done. That is sign language for applause, I suppose.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot less damaging than what happened at the Oscars, right?
Yeah, right. There was another hand movement that didn't
have to do that.
Well. No, we don't need to do that one. Yeah, did you guys see, if you haven't seen Coda, it's really a good movie, and he really deserved to be the best supporting actor. He was excellent.
Yeah,
he was wonderful. Very good, very good. Okay, let's see. Bernadette, you're on. If you got something.
I got a short one.
Okay.
I titled it, We Are As One. Sun, moon, stars, all you that move in the heavens, hear us. Winds, clouds, rain, mist, all that are you, move in the air and hear us. May the winds of the east blow a healing wind. May the fire of the south burn away all that needs to be released and lift away. May the water of the west wash away negative energy. May Earth's energy of the north empower us on our journey. I wish infinite and positive blessings to everyone. Here, always, we are as one.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful blessing.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Let's see. Carol, do you have something? Or should I go?
Always early. I think I incarnated 50 years too early. I may have rushed it a little, but I know me. Even on the other side, I was twitching the curtains to see. I just kept showing up till they let me in. kind of standby thing. I didn't get much advance notice, just the part I'd be a girl. I hopped on board, folding a note to the wing-footed messages. Tell them I left early, okay?
So would you like to be born now, Carol?
I'm telling you, I'd take advantage of the tech. I had to work my way through, but guess what? It was worth it. I like where I am now, exactly.
Okay.
The kids today confuse me, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I don't relate, yeah.
I wouldn't wish to be now, no. Go through and metal detectors to go to high school? No, thank you. No, thank you.
And not a young woman to be so, have swimmers swim around me and ahead of me kind of thing. I had enough complexes as a kid, let alone people taking over my life, you know? Done.
Okay, I have, here's my psychological 2 cents. Denial. Mm-hmm. Denial has been my friend. When I was not strong enough to face the truth, denial comforted me with blinders to a reality I was not ready to see. Comforted, I paid a price. Mistaken, I took lip service as the genuine thing. Betrayal was taken for a trivial mistake that only requires lip service forgiving. As my life arcs into old age, denial is seen differently. Now, as a Venus flytrap for truthful joy, first catching with lip service, then dissolving into despair.
Wow.
Whoa.
Sustained metaphor. Huh? I said a sustained metaphor there.
Sustaining. Yes, the Venus flytrap. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, somebody else want to read? Do you guys? Yeah. Mark, you're up.
You're muted.
Mark, you're muted. Mute. There you go. You're on.
Being an old newspaper guy, an old ink-stained wretch, as they say, this is called paper trails. I like grasping a newspaper. Ink smudges my fingers, but I can wash it off. I like turning pages. Digesting the news, good, bad, and indifferent, checking the ball scores, chuckling at the funnies, ranting at opinions rendered by pompous pundits. Hold on, not so fast, proclaim publishing poobahs. You're an old hat, old school. You and your kind, relics from the tactile age. Better hop on the digital bandwagon, buddy, before you're too late. Gazettes and globes, posts and presses, times and tribunes, suns and sentinels, bound for museum archives, I wonder. And those names gliding across the tongue like honey butter, the epitaph, the vindicator, post-intelligencer, plain dealer, times picayune, and the deceased pressed scimitar. Can a digital newspaper line the birdcage or wrap fish or protect pottery and porcelain if I move? Or soak up pee when the cat ignores the litter box. Already I throw disdainful looks at folks who read their books on those precious Kindles and Nooks. So sentence me to perdition if I dare commit sedition, relying on a computerized newspaper edition.
Uh-oh. Wonderful.
To perdition. Yes, I love. Would you read that? That was a wonderful rhyme. Would you read that over, that last lines over again, please?
Sure. Already I throw disdainful looks at folks who read their books on those precious Kindles and Nooks. So sentence me to perdition if I dare commit sedition, relying on a computerized newspaper edition.
Very nice.
I love it. Great fun. Yeah.
There's a great book out there that you ought to read, Bart, called The Gutenberg Elegies. Have you seen that or heard it? They talk about how society was so changed by movable print.
I did read a review of it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I read that. I found it to be very interesting.
And they're talking now about how we're going to lose, how our society is going to lose a lot of value that was brought by books, that the right. books could hold, you know, and if we do go to digital stuff. And I happen to be one of those Luddites who doesn't want to go to everything digital. I still like the feel and smell and heft of a book.
Okay. I'm in your camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're talking on the computer, but I'm sitting here surrounded by paper.
Yep.
Paper. Yeah. Yep. It hasn't disappeared. We're still gonna need to cut down those trees. Yeah.
I was complimenting Ingo's, and I said, I still prefer the black cap because we had books all around us, like wallpaper. That was our environment, and that gave birth to a lot more.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It feels very comforting to be there, Carol. Heart. Very comforting. Yeah.
So this one's called Static. Scattered static for reception. Stories of emotional electrical storms, all natural and delivered fresh to your door. Sometimes I'm sitting in that 1950s matrix kitchen, linoleum and chrome, aprons on a hook, a bowl of cookies on the counter. They should make churches of kitchens. Each cabinet could be a chapel.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Reminds me of my kitchen in my childhood. It was one of those linoleum kitchens, and the kitchen, and a Formica tabletop with the chrome legs, and then the cheap
trim
plastic seats that match the Formica seats on.
And
them.
You slid off them, you know, if you were wet from the pool, you slid off them.
Yeah.
Remember the plastic fruit? My aunt used to have plastic fruit on her table, and I watched an insurance man take a bite out of a plastic plum once.
Yeah, that reminds me. And part of some people had the plastic over the seat covers and the chairs and things that we were going to save the velour covered sofas, plastic everything. Yeah, everything plastic was covered covers. In plastic. Yeah. The line from The Graduate, you know, you go into plastics and, you know, that was so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. Yes. Okay. Who would like, anybody like to go next? Let's see. Shirley.
Okay. You did one about denial. I'm going to do one about grief. Okay. Mm-hmm. Call release. Grief was the brilliant azure parakeet we found stiff and cold beneath his perch. We lowered him gently into the El Toro cigar box lined with old hankies and a scrap of mom's white silk. We chose the shade of the grape arbor, where the rudimentary pergola with its roof of sturdy hog wire strained to suspend the dangling clusters of dusty muscadines. Mm-hmm. We shed tears easily for the childhood pet, covered him with sod and began to forget. It's what we did with sadness, too. It's how we mourn the clever ground squirrel, Chucky, and others who came later and too often. For Chucky's coffin, we entered a diamond matchbox and erected a popsicle stick cross, crayoned with flowers and his name and age. By now, a fading splinter, whisper shade. Tears dry over time for small beings to be laid in one row, then two, then three. Tears dry for the time of being small when drops fell freely from the heart. Slowly, stoic and strong, drained my eyes. The years for the armor, shield, chainmail, for the heart, breastplate held by faulty links, weights pile on the breath like stones, gasping lungs ache to express a crowded score of unresolved distress. Constrained even in the present fear and strife,
dry-eyed through each new horror or assault. I sit with wine glass and a sappy TV film. When the beloved horse must be put down, I finally taste salt. And in that moment, all the little forgotten graves give up their dead. A whirlwind of sighs circles my head. The bouquet of the wine hints at remembered resting places, faint scent of muscadine, forgotten faces.
Surely, like what happens for me, I don't know if anybody else is experiencing this, but you sometimes when you turn and read, when you're turning,
I can't hear you.
And it's like I get like every, sometimes I only get every third word or something. So I couldn't always, I could hear most of it, but not all of it.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that, did that happen with anybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So could you, I guess I would like to read for you to read it again.
I will read it again. I'll tell you what, let's see. Okay. If I put it right here, can you still see me?
I can see you. I can see you and I can hear you better when you're speaking. I think the microphone is right where the camera is.
I think so too. Right up here.
Right there.
Okay.
And then when you turn your head a little bit, the words get muffled for me.
Okay. Here we go again then. I'll try to get closer. Okay. Release. Grief was the brilliant azure parakeet we found stiff and cold beneath his perch. We lowered him gently into the El Toro cigar box lined with old hankies and a scrap of mom's white silk. We chose the shade of the grape arbor where the rudimentary pergola with its roof of sturdy hog wire strained to suspend the dangling clusters of dusty muscadines. We shed tears easily for the childhood pet, covered him with sod, and began to forget. It's what we did with sadness too. It's how we mourn the clever ground squirrel Chippy and others who came later and too often. For Chippy's coffin, we emptied a diamond matchbox and erected a popsicle stick cross, crayoned with flowers and his name and age. By now, a fading splinter, wisp of shade. Tears dry over time. For small beings, we laid in one row, then two, then three. Tears dry for the time of being small, when drops fell freely from the heart. Slowly, stoic and strong, drained my eyes. The years forge armor, shield, chainmail for the heart, breastplate held by faulty links, weights pile on the breath like stones, gasping lungs ache to express a crowded store of unresolved distress. Constrained even in the present fear and strife, dry-eyed through each new horror or assault, I sit with wine glass and a sappy TV film. When the beloved horse must be put down, I finally taste salt. And in that moment, all the little forgotten graves give up their dead. A whirlwind of sighs circles my head. The bouquet of the wine hints at remembered resting places, faint scent of muscadine, forgotten faces.
Thank you, Shirley.
Much better. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. All those pets.
Yep.
All those little loved ones.
And, you know, and all of the fact that
after having gone through a lot in my grown-up years where I did not allow myself to cry, it has gotten to be difficult for me to do that. And every once in a while, you know, when something happens that, you know, very often it's an unexpected thing, like some sad TV show or something, and I will find myself crying, whereas I don't cry in my own day-to-day situations.
It almost like, it sounds like you almost have to be blindsided for it to get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned through many, many years to keep a very stiff upper lip. Not always the best idea.
Well, it gets you through, but yeah, there's a price to pay for everything, I think.
Yep.
Okay, let's, okay. Somebody else have anything to read? Do you think?
I have one, but okay. I also wanted to let you know that I heard from Brittany.
How is she?
She is doing good. She wanted to let everybody know that she's doing well. Hopefully one day she'll be able to join in on Zoom. She entered the National Federation contest. She's still a member, so just so you know.
Okay.
And also, she just had her 8th baby.
I was going to ask how many babies she's had now.
She just had her 8th baby. So.
Oh my goodness, I cannot imagine. I imagine that we would be hearing a lot of baby poems.
Yes. So I was like, yeah, nowadays not many people have 8 children, but she's got a handful.
My mother came from a family of 8 children. She was the youngest of 8.
Yeah.
Not easy. None of that was easy. Nope. No. But the first couple of kids, they got lots of experience in raising kids. The oldest ones. But the youngest one had no experience. My mother had no experience raising kids. She was the child. So yeah, it all depends. But 8, goodness, that's a handful. Are they still living where they were, Bernadette, or do you know?
They're still on the base, yes.
Still on the base, okay.
A base, oh my God. Small housing, oh.
They do not have big housing.
No, they're like stacked up.
I'm envisioning lots of bunk beds.
Yeah. No, or matryoshka dolls. They just fit the kids together somehow. I don't know.
I have no idea. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Bernadette.
So the poem I'm going to read is called Birds of Passage. Close your eyes and envision this. Pathfinding, practical solutions, answers to questions we thought impossible. Important to further thy existence. Embody those around you. Absorb knowledge from others. Seek assistance from within. As you embrace your soul, it is crucial to seek challenge. As an eagle hunts his prey, we too need to find worthy fare. This requires mastery of soaring. Aided by reflection, what we do today determines who we become tomorrow. How high we fly depends upon energy to flap our wings. The depth of perception remains a factor. As I look forward, distance is effortless. The greater the wingspan, further we shall fly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Makes sense.
That's heavy, Bernadette.
Yeah, I tend to write heavy.
very spiritual. Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, let's see. Carol, are you on? Or let's see. Is that right?
I'll take it.
Okay.
Two short ones, if you like. One's called Mercy. All of us, breathless from the chase, set upon like lemmings, rounded up and running for the cliff, laughing out loud in the rush of the madding crowd. and the other is called New Mexico. My friend declares she's done her goat head yoga for the day, bending from the hips since the knees need a consultation on standing. I found it a grand description. My flip-flops are spiked like golf shoes, along with rattlers, the reason for all those Tony Lamas.
I love it. Oh, dear. I guess Mark, is that? Or who?
Yeah. This is a haiku, the only one in the book. Explore no further. Patience and perseverance. Examine the ant.
Very nice. Yep.
You got another short one, Mark?
Okay. This is Ides of March. I shall not heed the warning of the soothsayer whose prophecy cautions to avoid the Senate this noteworthy day when countrymen settled their debts. Yes, the disgruntled grumbled when the emperor moved the New Year's celebration to January from these Ides of March, but I hear of more serious complaints encouraging a cadre of conspirators to depose the emperor, if not take more drastic action. Yet I will attend the Senate, for I am considered a wise and wily lawmaker whose skill surely will cool the rebellious fervor of conspirators seeking to upend the status quo. Hail Caesar.
Oh, that's got several layers to it.
I had no idea that the Ides of March was originally the Roman New Year until Caesar moved it to January.
Oh.
So wow. Which Caesar was it that moved it to January?
Julius Caesar.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Big Julie, as he was known.
he's the one who did the calendar, right?
Yep.
He remade some of his other things. Oh, the change as well. That's great. Oh.
Okay, I have one more. It's an old one. It's called the Ashinga. You probably won't envy them, these Black women who have suffered. They have been chosen for their strength and trauma. Some are AIDS orphans. Some have been raped. Some have suffered domestic abuse. Some have husbands who have abandoned them to raise their children alone in Zimbabwe, a poor African country. You probably won't envy them, these Black women who have suffered. They patrol a game preserve and must protect wild animals from armed poachers. They work miles each day and sometimes work at night and stand between wild elephants and leopards and those who would kill them for profit. So they have learned how to fight and they carry rifles. You probably won't envy them, these Black women who have suffered. Sometimes they wear tree branches with leaves and crawl through mud to hide their presence from those they track. Sometimes they need to interrupt angry village crowds of poachers and poacher sympathizers who want to keep the profits from their illegal kills. You probably won't envy them, these Black women who have suffered, but they are provided with high energy food to keep them fit and able to do their strenuous work. And Special Forces soldiers has trained them how to stay alive, how to work together as a team to support and cover for each other. The soldier trainer said most of the men he trained for the game ranger work quit. These women did not. He explained the women have already been through hell, so this new job was manageable. In Zimbabwe, a country with few options, this job was an opportunity. Now those who have been exploited protect the animals who are being exploited. You probably won't envy them, these Black women who have suffered. In the Shonga tongue, they are the Ashinga, the brave ones. You may not envy them, but they are the brave ones and they deserve respect. Aretha Franklin would be proud. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That's a good poem.
Mm-hmm.
It says good stuff.
Yeah. Very complete, yeah. Super. Well, guys, I got to go. I have a couple things I need to start, get ready for tomorrow, but thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, I do too. It's kind of getting dinner time and the stuff is in the oven. So it's been great.
All right. All right. Well, I thought we might go to 7:30, but that's fine. That's fine with me. Yes, Shirley.
A reminder. How many of us are going to the annual meeting and the convention this Saturday?
It's not this Saturday. It's
not this Saturday. The 16th.
Okay. It's the 16th.
Yeah.
16. Yeah. I had planned on it. I haven't signed up, but I planned on it. 8:30 to 9:30. 8:30 to 9:30 general meeting, and then afterwards is the convention with the poetry and things. Mm-hmm. And you sign up online. Yeah. And it's $25 now if we do it now.
Yeah. And also May 7th is the Poets Picnic live out at the open space off of Coors on the west side of Albuquerque.
If you've never been to that, it's really worth going to.
It is. Yeah, it's great.
But last time, or one time I remember, they had 300 poets there that day. You know, and it's outdoors and it's lovely and there's music and there's everything else. And that's
really cool.
But one little note about the convention and the general meeting. They are on two different Zoom links. And the reason for that is because the annual meeting is free for anybody who wants to attend. And there's a fee for the for the convention, so it's since it's collected on a different Zoom link kind of thing.
Okay, you know. So we have burnt dinner that's calling, and what's the thing? our meeting for next time is going to be May the 4th. And any ideas?
It's a day before my birthday.
Well, that's important, Mark.
That's a great thing. The day before your birthday. The day before
Mark's birthday,
your birthday
and Mother's Day. So we got Mother's Day in May.
Yeah. We can write a poem about Mark's mother.
Oh.
I have no idea what Mark's mother is like.
The day before he was born. Her expectation. That would be fun.
All right, Mark's mother.
Okay. You get me into trouble here.
There may be some wild speculation on that one.
So we're doing something on childbirth then. Childbirth.
Oh my God. Childbirth.
Just birth.
Jeez.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Talk to you later. See you next time.
Thanks all.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Good night.